Dit is Dr. Terry Grossman.
Well, let's start the interview. I've read your book, most parts of it.
Good.
Could you explain for the listeners what are the main processes that underlie aging? Could you please explain something about that?
The problem we have with aging is that our genetic code, our DNA, the software that runs our bodies, is completely outdated. Mm-hmm. It was written 50,000 years ago when we lived in caves, and the human body has 25,000 genes, more or less. Mm-hmm. There have only been 6 mutations to the human genome in 50,000 years, about one every 8,000 years. Wow. So this means that our bodies are operating on software that was written, tens of thousands of years ago, and it's completely outdated. So how long does our genetic code want us to stay youthful and healthy? Well, we have an answer to that. 30 years.
Only to survive.
Exactly. And the reason that it's very specific, the reason that it's 30 years is we are given 15 years to grow up and mature. It's a little bit less than that now. It's maybe 12 or 13 years. But, tens of thousands of years ago is about 15 years. So during that period of time, we grow, we get big, we become strong, and we learn how to survive in the ancient world. We know how to hunt, to catch animals, and we also know how to survive to escape danger. The other thing that occurs around 15 years of age is we go through puberty, we become sexually mature, and we can reproduce. So in the ancient world, this was the point at which we would have our own children. And then we had 15 years to raise the next generation, to teach them how to survive in this world. And now we're 30 years of age.
Yeah, and that's enough.
That's enough because we lived in a world of scarcity. We are always staying ahead of starvation. Feast and famine all the time. There was never any excess food around. So once we became 30 years of age, we were simply another mouth to feed, and it made no sense for us to survive. Mm-hmm. So at that point, the aging process begins. And what the aging process does, it begins, like for instance, our levels of growth hormone, our levels of testosterone, our levels of DHEA, which is an adrenal hormone. These are youth-sustaining hormones.
Yeah.
Like DHEA peaks at 29, testosterone peaks in the 20s, and then it steadily goes down throughout life. Mm-hmm. Well, when we have lower levels of these hormones, we have smaller muscles. So we're not so strong, we can't run so fast, our lungs become smaller, our hearts become smaller, our vision begins to deteriorate, our hearing begins to deteriorate. So the aging process kicks in. Mm-hmm. So this is the construct that we're living in. And this is what we need to rewrite. So that's basically the overlay of the problem.
I see. And which processes can be the most easily reversed?
Okay. Well, we've touched on hormones. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the key ways that the aging process destroys our health. It takes our hormones away. So one thing we can do is when we get into our 30s and 40s and 50s is we can measure the level of hormones in our bodies. Until recently, the type of hormone therapies that were available to us were suboptimal. We had, like for women, we had some drugs. They weren't hormones per se. They were pharmaceutical drugs that mimicked hormones, but they had side effects. It was a drug called medroxyprogesterone. It was similar to progesterone, but if a woman will take progesterone, she will get the benefits of progesterone. But if she takes the drug medroxyprogesterone, it's associated with a higher incidence of breast cancer and with blood clots. So for this reason, when they did a big study called the Women's Health Initiative that was done in the United States, as the results started to come out around 2002, they were finding women had a higher incidence of blood clots, heart attacks, breast cancer. There were benefits like less osteoporosis, et cetera. But the bottom line was that it was more dangerous, so most doctors stopped using hormone therapies. But we know now that we can use what are called bioidentical hormones. So now, for women who have low hormone levels and symptoms like this, we can write a prescription for bioidentical estrogen, bioidentical progesterone, and for men and women, we can also prescribe bioidentical testosterone and DHEA for everybody, so we can restore the hormone balance to what it was at a more youthful level, and then begin to change so that the aging process doesn't occur at the same rate of speed.